Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim, Klalam and Aleph, Simim Mimtes. And the Chayyadim says, Afilu Yesh Loi Harbe Sifrei Torah, Ena Rosho Limkir. So a person should argue, I have multiple Sifrei Torah, so I don't need all of them. So I can't sell them. Afilu Ein Loi Ma Yoichol, Rak Al Yirei Etchak. Even though the person has very limited food, but he has a Sifrei Torah, so he has multiple Sifrei Torahs. He argues, I have a Sifrei Torah to learn from. But, so I'll sell it, and I'll have what day, I'll be able to support my family in a more mechubadik way. So we do not allow that. It's considered an act of being married by Kedusha. Exchanging a Sifrei Torah for food, and that's definitely inappropriate. Obviously in a situation where it's going to be life-threatening, so we would allow to be allowed to sell a Sifrei Torah. And that's why the Lacha says in the Simet Kuflin Gimel, and also in Yerodeo, in Arachayim, Simet Kuflin Gimel, that there's certain things you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah for. One of them being that for the purpose of Pinyan Shvuyim, so if a person is captured and he needs to be redeemed, which over there, obviously, that would be something which potentially could be very dangerous. People which are in captivity are in danger. So we are allowed to sell the Sefer Torah for the purpose of Pinyan Shvuyim. We're allowed to sell the Sefer Torah for other reasons as well. So Mishnah Berurah and Siman Kuflin Gimel, Sif Katan Chav Dalet, talks about the scenarios where you're allowed to sell it. Shulchan Aruch said that you're allowed to sell the Sefer Torah to provide for the needs of the Talmidim, that people should be able to learn Torah, or lahasi yisamim b'damav, or to use the money to cover the cost of marrying off a yisayma. And the person would say that would similarly be a woman who's an aniya, a woman who's impoverished, even though she has parents, but the parents cannot afford to pay for the wedding. So that would be a valid reason to sell a Sefer Torah if necessary. Obviously, it's a last resort. And on that, Sif, that's Simon, Kuflin Gimel Sif Vav. So on that Sif, in the Mishnah Berurah of Kanachal Dalet, he says, similarly, we sell a Sefer Torah for Pinyan Shvuyim. And he quotes that in the other's name as well. But it's all talking about we have no other way to get funds. We cannot get funds by raising money, etc. If we have that option, so we do not have a right to sell the Sefer Torah for that purpose. We'll see the Chayyadim. We'll talk about this more in the next Siman as well. So, but just for the purpose that a person wants to be able to have more food, his situation is difficult. He has what to eat, but only Ayyad Kak, it's very limited, and he would like to expand his food options. So that's not going to be mutter. Imloy Ayyad Shayla Lamarit Tzedek. But there are going to be scenarios where you could ask a Rav, and the Rav is going to tell you that's going to be mutter. Because on that din of selling Sefer Torah for the purpose of providing for the Talmidim to learn Torah, many Poskim say it's lav dafka if the situation is food versus no food, because obviously that would be mutter. That even if we could take the Talmidim have food just in a minimal way, and we would like to expand their food options, thereby giving them a chance to have learn better because they have feel very comfortable, they're not feeling hungry and starving, etc. So even though it's not life-threatening, it's going to be mutter because it's going to increase their limud haTorah. So that's what he's saying. There might be a scenario where it's possible to sell the Sefer Torah because he has limited resources for food. Okay, that's Simon Mimtes. So we walk away with a strong takeaway over here that selling a Sefer Torah is very, very limited in the rights for it. But for the purpose of taking care of the needs of a shavuy or a yosema, or in order to learn Torah, if the only way a person will be able to learn Torah he cannot raise money in the community, etc. The only way to be able to learn Torah is by selling the Sefer Torah. Limud Torah is more important than having a Sefer Torah. I can borrow somebody else's Sefer, etc. But I need to learn. So we see, and the minds of Chazal, how Chazal saw the importance of learning compared to other mitzvahs, even the mitzvah of owning a Sefer Torah, and the issues of quote unquote bizoyan, potentially of selling a Sefer Torah, do not apply when it's going to help and benefit Liman HaTorah. Have a good day.